Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey, church family, my name is Ariana Quiros, and today I have the pleasure of sharing Jonathan Duncan's devotional, which he has entitled Adventures in Public Speaking. He writes, "One of the things I have done for income is network marketing. My friend and I tried to market nutritional supplements with understandably limited success. Oddly enough, however, we seemed to excel in motivating our peers and were invited to speak at several meetings. These were small groups, topping out at a modest 20 people, but they really responded well. There was a global convention to be held in Dallas, Texas, in one of the bigger venues. We were on the airplane getting ready to take off when I received a call from the events coordinator asking me if I'd be willing to share my experience at the youth meeting. So I'm thinking it's a few people my age in a small room somewhere. Sure, I can totally do that, I said confidently. Then, to my horror, I'm looking at a packed auditorium of 500 plus people with only a vague idea of what I'm going to say. The schedule has me sandwiched between an executive big shot speaker and a globally renowned doctor. The only public speaking experience I had to draw on was the two words I had masterfully delivered in my high school play, in which I played a disgruntled ex-business partner of Ebenezer Scrooge. Clearly, I'm going to die. When I get nervous, my whole body becomes far less cooperative, especially my jaw, which means my understandability takes a big hit. They called me up, and after narrowly avoiding tripping over cables on the floor, I sat down and began my train wreck of a speech. I spoke a bit about the product and the business as planned, then I launched into talking about how the Lord and how through Him we have a meaningful life. One eternity later, after eking out each word through a stubbornly clenched jaw, I had done it. I rejoined the audience, shaking and mortified, convinced I had just forced a whole room full of people to listen to my unintelligible babble. To my great surprise, people were coming up to me the entire remainder of the convention, commenting positively on what I had said and how they understood every word. A few weeks later, I listened to a fairly high-quality recording of my speech, and indeed, it was complete gibberish. No one who heard the recording could understand it, including me. How, then, could the audience possibly understand what I had said? I am convinced God had a hand in bridging the communication gap, and I think He wanted them to understand my testimony to the truth. Not unlike the Jews in Acts 2, supernaturally understanding the apostles in their own native tongue. Thanks for listening, everyone. Hope you have a great rest of your day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.